You know what? You can never say thank you enough when a job is well done. And
you know, it's interesting. With my job with the IRS, people usually don't like to talk to me. Thank you. I just want to make a point to everybody that even though our website hasn't been updated lately, it's ready to go up, but due to problems with the host of the website, it's not up right now. It will be up. Charlie and I talked about it. We're going to get it settled up at the beginning of this week. Hopefully, we're going to have it back up by the end of this coming week with this year's convention on it. So go check out nfb.org, nfbny.org. Okay, and let me know what you think.
Great, we'll do that. And thank you again. And then, you know, our door prize jubilee would be nothing without Julie, so let's thank Julie. Great. Okay. Great. And I hope I'm not forgetting. I have one more person in my mind. Another person who is quietly working behind the scenes all the time. She's quietly behind the scenes, and she's always working, and you don't hear her name much, but she's always there. And she's always working, and that's Angie. Oh my God, no, oh my God. No, I said you were doing it quietly. Okay,
and I
just want to.
I have a concern for Mindy's health. I have a concern for Mindy's health.
I have a couple, one or two more people, and then you can talk, all right? You know, he just grabbed the mic away. You know, these people, they just grab the microphone. All right. What happens here, we always seem to have Braille just waiting for us. We get our agenda in Braille, we get the newsletter in Braille, and it just seems to appear. But it doesn't really just appear. The lady who does it all and never says no is Joyce Carrico. The POBC newsletter. Okay. Our children would be running around in this room all over the place. They'd be just running all around the place, and they'd be grabbing their parents, and they'd be screaming, and they would think that this was a good room to run in. But we have some people who can't be with us right now because they're taking care of the kids. But let's all drop by and thank them at any time we can. Jackie, yeah, when we're done with you, we ought to. Oh, they're sleeping. Okay. Okay. But listen, the people who have cared for the children, who've played with them, who've kept them busy all weekend for us, are Jackie and Pam, Jackie DiBattista and Pam, Everett. Thank you. And the lady who arranges for all of that child care, and who has arranged for so many more parents to be with us than ever before. I know we have thanked her before, but could we thank again Maria Garcia? At the top of any, you know, the tenor of any organization comes from the top. The mood of the group, the way it works, whether or not it's a generous or a warm feeling group, comes from the top. And we would be a very different organization. It's hard to say, wait a minute, I forgot one other person. our national rep has been wonderful. Thank you, Anil. I also want to say that, you know, at the top of any organization, there's somebody, and the personality of that person is reflected by the way people feel and the way people act in convention. We have a wonderful time together. We look forward to seeing one another when we come together for these things, and I think that we would anyway, but the thing that pulls it together and keeps us looking forward is the fact that we have at the top of our organization our president, who has so many wonderful attributes. He's intelligent, and I guess it's kind of disingenuous coming from me, but I have to say that I wonder if you wouldn't give a warm round of thank you applause to Carl Jacobson. Oh, we have a door. Wait, 1 second. We have a door prize and last drawing. Okay, and then I'll give it to you. Is that all right?
I want to say something.
Okay.
Behind every good man is a good woman. And who do you think really put this convention together?
Oh, no.
Let's hear it from Mindy.